This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we started a topical study of authority as found in the book of Matthew. We looked at some references that mentioned authority. In chapter 10:1, you find Jesus delegating authority to his disciples. Only one who has authority is able to delegate authority to others. As you continue reading Matthew, you'll find other examples of his authority. He delivered some from demon possession, resisted Satan, calmed the storm-tossed sea, and offered peace to troubled hearts. Correlating this information into an outline might look something like this. Title: The Authority of King Jesus. Main points could be: He taught with authority. He delivered people from bondage with authority. He healed with authority. He controlled nature with authority. He saved from sin with authority. He delegated authority. You could amplify each of these points. Now you're ready to crystallize your discoveries into applications. When I did this, I came up with the following. Since he taught with authority, I should learn thoroughly and take seriously what he taught. Since he had authority to forgive sins, I should confess my sins to him and trust him to forgive. As I seek to serve him, I should rely upon his authority to carry out my assignments. I should always remember I only have delegated authority. When I faithfully represent him who delegated it to me, his authority kicks in and accomplishes what he intends to do. That is how his power and authority is demonstrated in and through my life. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.